Welcome back to the Leading Yourself podcast. So excited for you to be here one more week tuning in with the podcast. Last week, we unpacked the green flags that can help us realize if we are growing and becoming a better version of ourselves. Today, we are flipping the script and focusing on recognizing the positive attributes in those around us. We're going to be talking about the green flags in people. Those signs that indicate someone is a positive influence in your life. So let's get started. Welcome to the Leading Yourself podcast. This is your host, Carolina de Arriba. I'm an HR professional, health and fitness coach, wife, mom, and above all things, a goal-getter. In this podcast, we're going to be digging into all things leadership, professional and career development, habits, and relationships. This is a podcast for those who want to become the best version of themselves. Those who have big dreams and are willing to embrace the journey and put in the work to achieve them. My goal is to share with you the tools, tips, and tricks to help you in your journey. So let's dig in into today's episode. I thought, why not continue this thread of green flags and today flip a little bit the script and focus on recognizing the positive attributes in those around us. When we think about relationships, be it with friends, family, a partner, we often talk about red flags, those warning signs that tells us to treat that relationship carefully. But what about the green flags? What about those signs that you're in the presence of a good influence? Today, I've got a list of, I think, 9. We'll see how many come out. Flags that signal someone's positive impact in your life. So let's dive right away because I want to keep this short and sweet and hopefully meaningful and impactful and help you realize that there's a lot of green flags that sometimes we're not paying attention to. And hopefully after listening to today's episode, you're just going to be more aware of some of these around the people around you. So the number one is they celebrate your wins. It's one thing to have people around you during the tough times, but a true mark of a supportive individual is their ability to celebrate your success with genuine enthusiasm. Whether it's landing a new job, achieving a personal milestone, or even just completing a task that you've been putting off. They're there with a smile, with a high five, with a heartfelt congratulation. Their happiness for you isn't forced or pretended. It's authentic and infectious, making your victories feel even sweeter. They go beyond just acknowledging your wins. They actively participate in the celebration. They send you a note, they share your achievements with others, they go above and beyond and find ways to amplify your achievement and make you feel truly valued. Their support is unconditional, right? It's genuine and they want to really see you thrive. They're happy when you achieve whatever it is that you achieve or whatever it is that you're celebrating. In essence, having someone who celebrates your wins isn't just about having a cheerleader. It's about having a true ally who takes joy in your accomplishments, no matter how big or small. It's a green flag that signals not only that they're a positive attitude towards you, but their commitment to your growth and to your happiness. Okay, number two, they remember small things about you. A sure sign of someone who genuinely cares about you is their attention to the little details, especially those details that make you who you are. It's one thing to remember your birthday or your favorite color, but it's another level entirely when they recall the small, seemingly insignificant details of your life. These people demonstrate their thoughtfulness by remembering things like your favorite coffee order, the name of your pet, a story behind a meaningful piece of jewelry or something that you're wearing. They pay attention to what you like and what you don't like, to your habits, to your preferences. And they use this knowledge to show you that they're invested in your well-being and your happiness. Their ability to recall these details isn't just about having good memory. It's a reflection of their genuine interest in you as a person. It shows that they value your relationship and that they take the time to understand what matters to you. Whether it's surprising you with a treat from your favorite bakery or asking about the outcome of a situation you mentioned in passing, their attentiveness makes you feel seen, heard, and appreciated. In essence, someone who remembers the small things about you is demonstrating their care and their consideration in ways that go beyond words. It's a green flag that signifies their commitment to nurturing that meaningful connection between you and them, and their willingness to go the extra mile to show you how much you matter to them. Flag number three, they respect your boundaries. One of the clearest indications of a healthy and respectful relationship, in my opinion anyway, is the way someone that honors your boundaries. Boundaries serve as an essential guideline for how we expect to be treated, what you're comfortable with, and what are your limits. When someone respects your boundaries, it's demonstrating a fundamental level of understanding. They're demonstrating empathy and consideration for your needs and your preferences. People who respect your boundaries pay attention to your cues, whether they're verbal or nonverbal, and then they adjust their behavior accordingly. They don't pressure you into situations that make you uncomfortable, and they don't dismiss or disregard your limits. Instead, they listen actively when you communicate your boundaries, and they show willingness to accommodate to them. More so, these people who respect your boundaries don't take it personal when you assert yourself or assert your needs. They understand that boundaries are essential for maintaining that healthy, dynamic, respectful trust and relationship. And rather than seeing the boundaries as barriers to that connection, they recognize that it's a vital aspect of self-care and self-respect. In essence, someone who respects your boundaries demonstrates their commitment to creating a safe and supported environment where you feel empowered to be your authentic self. They understand that boundaries are not about keeping people out, but creating space for healthy interactions and meaningful connections. Their respect for your boundaries is a green flag that indicates their integrity, their maturity, and their capacity for empathy in your relationship. Okay, moving on. Flag number four. You feel energized after seeing them. One of the unmistakable green flags in a relationship is the feeling of being energized and uplifted after spending time with that person. When you walk away from interactions with these people, you feel invigorated, inspired, emotionally fulfilled. It's a strong indication that that relationship is positive and nurturing and supportive. Individuals who leave you feeling energized typically bring a sense of vitality and positivity into your life. Whether it's their infectious enthusiasm, their ability to make you laugh, their genuine interest in you as a person and your well-being, their presence has this rejuvenating almost effect on your mood and the way that you see things. More so, when you spend time with them, often feels effortless and enjoyable. Conversations flow naturally, and you find yourself engaged and stimulated by their company. They might share your interests and your passions, allowing you to connect on a deeper level. And you both draw satisfaction from that interaction. People who leave you feeling energized tend to be supporting and encouraging. They uplift you with their words and their actions. They offer encouragement and validation and affirmation when you need it most. And their positivity and optimism helps you see the bright side of life and approach challenges in a different way with resilience and determination. In essence, feeling energized after seeing someone is a testament to the positive impact that they have in your life, in your well-being, in your overall happiness. It indicates a strong rapport, mutual respect, and that emotional compatibility. I think that's the word. You're compatible at an emotional level with that person. That's what I'm trying to say. Of which all of these, I think, are ingredients in a thriving and fulfilling relationship, no matter what is the nature of that relationship. And as we move into five, I want to make a pause before moving into flag number five. I want you to think about the things that we've talked so far. And as you're listening to me, does someone come to your mind when I'm going through these flags? So let's pause and rewind and let me summarize what we've seen so far before we move on. We're almost halfway through. So number one, we say they celebrate your wins. They celebrate them as their own. They make you feel special. Number two, they remember small things about you. And they use that information to make you feel seen, heard, and appreciated. Number three, they respect your boundaries. They are open to understand what those boundaries is, and they put the effort to respect them because they know that they're not a barrier, but almost the opposite. It creates a safe space for your relationship to thrive. And we said number four, you feel energized after seeing them. They bring you this sense of positivity and this burst of energy. Like, you look forward to spend time with these people because after you interact with them, you feel energized. So far, how are we doing? Can you think of people in your life that are this way, that make you feel this way? I'm sure you are. Maybe you had thought about one person that checks all the boxes so far. Maybe you had different examples for different flags. That's totally okay. And that is my point today, to make you reflect of who in your life exhibits some of these green flags. And so as you go and interact with people throughout the day or next week, you're more aware of some of these flags. So let's keep going. Flag number five, they listen without being defensive. A crucial green flag in any relationship is the ability of the other person to listen to you without becoming defensive, and vice versa. This goes, by the way, all of these things go both ways, right? These are green lights to look for in other people, but are also things to reflect and ask ourselves, are we exhibiting these green flags in the eyes of others that are important for us, right? So all of these go both ways. When you share your thoughts, your feelings, or your concerns with someone and they respond with openness and empathy and willingness to understand, it forces trust and communication and, to a level, an emotional intimacy. Those people who listen without being defensive create this safe space for you to express yourself in a free and honest and vulnerable way. They validate your emotions. They acknowledge your perspectives. They demonstrate empathy by actively listening to what you have to say instead of immediately jumping to their own defense or dismissing your feelings. They take the time to understand your point of view and validate your experiences. they are open to feedback and to constructive criticism, viewing it as an opportunity for growth and for self-improvement rather than a personal attack. They also understand that conflicts and disagreements are inevitable. And in any relationship, there are going to be conflicts and disagreements. In any relationship, we'll have those, but they approach them with a willingness to communicate openly, to resolve the differences, and to strengthen the connection between the two of you. These people also listen without being defensive to demonstrate respect for your own individuality. They recognize that you have unique thoughts and feelings and perspectives, and they value you and your right to express yourself authentically. They foster an environment of open communication and mutual respect, and they lay a foundation for a healthy and fulfilling relationship that is built on trust and understanding and emotional intimacy. When someone listens to you without being defensive, it means that they're committed to nurturing a strong and supportive connection. It allows you to feel heard and valued and understood, and strengthens that bond between you and that person, creating a sense of emotional safety and closeness. Okay, flag number 6. They allow you to fully be you. I think this is one of the most significant green flags in a relationship, is that freedom to be your authentic self without fear of judgment of or rejection. When you're with someone who genuinely accepts you for who you are, it creates a sense of ease and comfort and emotional safety that I think is essential in building those strong, lasting connections and relationships, right? Those people who allow you to fully be yourself, they embrace your uniqueness, your quirks, your imperfections without trying to change or mold you into someone that you're not. They appreciate your individuality and they celebrate your qualities that make you special, whether it is your sense of humor, your passions, your thoughts, your disagreements, whatever that is, right? They create an environment where you feel comfortable expressing your thoughts, your feelings, your opinions in a way that it's honest and open and vulnerable. They don't have to censor you to pretend to be someone you're not or for you to fit anyone's expectations. Instead, you can speak your mind freely, knowing that your voice will be heard and respected. Also, they allow you to be yourself. They encourage your personal growth and your self-discovery. They support your goals, your aspirations, your interests, even when those are different than theirs. Instead of trying to control or dictate your choices, they empower you to pursue your passions, to follow your dreams, knowing that that is key for your own happiness and your own fulfillment. They also show unconditional acceptance and love, right? They accept you for who you are with all your flaws. They understand that no one is perfect and they embrace your imperfections as part of what makes you unique. How powerful is that, right? Instead of trying to change you, they appreciate and love you for how you are authentically and genuinely. Overall, I say when someone allows you to fully be yourself, it creates this deep sense of connection and trust in their relationship. You feel seen and understood and valued for who you are. And that fosters strong and meaningful bonds that over time just enriches that relationship. Definitely a green flag. Okay. Let's move to number 7. They make you feel safe. Feeling safe and secure in a relationship is paramount for fostering trust. and emotional well-being. When someone consistently makes you feel safe, I think that's also a clear indication of their genuine care and concern for you. Those people who make you feel safe create an environment where you can let your guard down and be vulnerable without fear to be harmed or judged. They prioritize your emotional and your physical safety. And to do that, they take proactive steps to ensure that you feel protected and supported when you're with them. Emotionally, they provide the sense of stability and reassurance, offering a listening ear and a shoulder to lean on during those times of distress or when things are difficult. They validate your feelings. They offer empathy and understanding, and they provide a sense of calm when things are uncertain. Physically, they respect your boundaries. We talked about boundaries before, and your personal space. They never cross that line or to make you feel uncomfortable or threatened. They prioritize your well-being, and they take steps to ensure that you feel secure in your interactions with them, whether it's through their words, their actions, or even their demeanor. More so, people who make you feel safe also exhibit this consistency and this reliability in their behavior. They demonstrate that they can be trusted to support and protect you in any situation. They follow through on their promises. They honor their commitments. They show up for you when you need them most. They create a sense of predictability and dependability in their relationship. They allow you to relax, lower your guard, be yourself without constantly worrying about any potential risk or dangers or fears that you have. Then you can feel you can feel in peace when they're around these people. Overall, feeling safe in someone's presence, I think it's a fundamental aspect of a healthy and fulfilling relationship. When someone consistently makes you feel safe, it really fosters this deep sense of trust and connection. And it lays a foundation for a strong and enduring bond that is built in that mutual respect and care for each other. So another green flag. Moving on. Number 8, you don't have to watch what you say. Have you ever been in a situation where you're interacting with someone and you're always watching to what you say because you don't know how that is going to be interpreted or used? When you're in the company of certain people, you feel completely at ease expressing yourself authentically without the need to censor your thoughts or filter anything that comes out of your mouth. This freedom to be yourself without fear of judgment or any repercussion is a significant green flag in a relationship. Individuals who create an environment where you don't have to watch what you say are those who embrace and accept you for who you are, including your quirks, your opinions, your disagreements. They believe, they welcome your authentic self and appreciate your unique perspectives. And that fosters a place for openness and for acceptance. When you're in conversations with these people, you feel encouraged to speak your mind, to share your ideas, to express your feelings without reservations. They listen attentively, they value your input, and they engage in a meaningful dialogue with you, creating the space where your voice is heard and respected. More so, I think they demonstrate genuine interest in understanding your thoughts and your perspective, even when those are different than theirs. Instead of shutting you down or dismissing your ideas, they engage in this constructive dialogue, asking questions and seeking clarity in trying to better understand what is your point of view. They also allow you to fully express yourself without censoring or and creating this high level of trust and mutual respect on the relationship. They value open and honest communication. They recognize that transparency and authenticity are essential to build trust between you and them. And they create environments where you feel comfortable being yourself. This is priceless. The fact that you can relax and let your guard down, knowing that you're accepted and appreciated for who you are, even when you're not perfect and you have all these things that you might see as flaws, they accept you with all of those, right? Overall, when you don't have to watch what you say in someone's presence, it indicates a healthy and supportive relationship that is centered on mutual respect, on acceptance, on understanding. It creates a space for authentic expression and fosters deeper connections that help build trust. Okay, the last one, number 9, they support your goals. Having people in your life who genuinely support your goals is a powerful green flag that signifies the strength and the positivity of the relationship. These are the people who not only cheer you on from the sidelines, but actively encourage and empower you to pursue your dreams and your aspirations. These supportive individuals recognize the importance of your goals and your ambitions, and they make an effort to understand them. They offer encouragement, guidance, assistance along the way. Whether your goals are personal or professional, they stand by your side. They provide this unconditional support and motivation to help you succeed. They really want you to succeed. One key aspect of their support, I believe, is their belief in your abilities and your potential. They see your strengths, your talents, your capabilities, and they have the confidence in your capacity to achieve your goals. They believe in you serves as a source of inspiration and motivation that can fuel your determination and your commitment to pursue your dreams. More so, they actively contribute to your success by offering practical help and resources whenever possible. Whether it's sharing and valuable advice, making introductions, helping you connect with other people, providing assistance with tasks related with your goals, they're just willing to lend a helping hand and support you in any way they can. These individuals also offer emotional support, serving as a source of encouragement and reassurance during any challenging times, because we know that anytime we're in a journey to pursue our dreams and our goals, there are always going to be challenges along the way. And these people, they listen with empathy. What are your concerns? They offer words of wisdom and encouragement. They provide comfort. They give you strength and resilience so you can overcome any obstacles or any setbacks that get on your way. They also celebrate your achievements and your milestones. We talked about this was, I think, number 1, right? They celebrate your achievements and your milestones with genuine joy and enthusiasm. They take pride in your success, no matter how big or how small. They make an effort to acknowledge and celebrate your accomplishments, reinforcing your confidence and your self-belief. Overall, we can say that having individuals who support your goals is invaluable in your journey towards personal and professional goals. And having someone who believes in your abilities, who is there to lend you a hand to help you provide emotional support, creates an environment that empowers you to reach your full potential and ultimately achieve your goals and your dreams. So those are the 9 green flags in other people recognizing these green flags isn't just about filtering good and bad. It's about understanding what traits contribute to a nurturing and supportive environment. And as I said before, it also, you can look at this in the reverse, right? What can I do? So I can be fostering some of these green flags in relationships that are important to me, with people that are important to me. To be honest, as I was writing these bullet points of all the things that I wanted to cover in today's episode, I was kind of self-assessing myself. Like, am I exhibiting some of these green flags with my husband, with my kids, with my friends, with my colleagues at work? And being brutally honest with myself, I think sometimes I do and sometimes I don't. I don't exhibit all nine flags with everyone. And that indicates that there are things I can do to contribute to make those relationships even better, even stronger, and demonstrate to those people that matter to me how much they matter to me. So I hope that today's episode left you thinking in two ways. One, trying to think, who are those people around you that exhibit these green flags? And that is an indication that there are people that you want to keep close, that you want to keep in your inner circle. And the second way is, like I did, reflect on, are you exhibiting those green flags in the relationships that matter most to you? And what can you do to power up that and that relationship, but working on some of these things? Thank you so much for tuning in to the Leading Yourself podcast. If you enjoy this episode, don't forget to subscribe on any platform you're listening to this episode today. And please share this episode with someone who appreciates learning about green flags in relationships. Maybe someone you're working on improving a relationship. And it can be a great exercise to do together and reflect and share what do you see in each other. Anyways, until next time, I hope you have an amazing week ahead, and I can't wait to talk to you again here on the Leading Yourself podcast.